The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
So Moshe Rabbeinu had their full belief, knowledge of who he was and his authority and his divine appointment. But emotionally, they couldn't rely on him. Why couldn't they rely on him? What was lacking that they couldn't rely that he's going to try with all of his power to do for them? And they had to test it. They had to test it to see what he was going to do. Test it and test it again. Why? Sipurnu tells us, because he wasn't their father. They didn't know. They weren't sure. Because they know that he loves them. They weren't sure. Maybe he doesn't love us to the fullest. He proved so much love, but maybe not to the fullest. It seems that love is the most critical ingredient in being able to trust. If you love me, then I trust you'll do everything in your power to help me. Kodesh Baruch Hu has no limitation to his power. But in order to have bitochin, we have to focus not only on his kindness, not only on his mercy, not only on his involvement and his capabilities, which are poshut, but we also have to focus on his love. It seems the love gives the emotional capability to find trust. Like I know how much you love me, therefore I feel, something just tells me from within. It's a response, a reflex reaction to love that I know you're not gonna let me down. I know you're gonna do everything in your power to help me. So it seems that that's a yisod godel in understanding bitochen. If that's the case, then maybe the reason that the Chavis HaLavovis has to deal so much with the issue of schar and oynish, elam hazeh, elam haba, in the shar bitochen, is because some of these issues of life, life's difficulties, lack of achievement, punishment, cheshbonis, reward here, not getting reward here, maybe not getting reward here because there's greater reward to receive over there, more punishment here, so it's less over there, this one is less meaningful, there it's more meaningful, but it confuses us in terms of this world. I see people suffering, I see people not getting everything we should think they would get. Does Hashem really love us? And the answer is he does. And the answer is he has a greater cheshbon. And the answer is in the global, eternal perspective of what has to be done, he knows the difference between this world and the next. He knows the limitations of this world vis-a-vis the eternity of the next. And therefore, it's a whole different experience. And we have to understand that and be aware of the system of Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, of Schar V'Yoinish, in order not to allow the confusion that we see in this world to mislead us and to think that Hashem doesn't love us, because the knowledge that Hashem loves us is so critical to everything that we need to feel in the sense of to feel bitochen. The Chavis HaLavovis said, we mentioned last time, that we sometimes need additional help in being able to get schar. Just the actions that we do may not be enough. And he went into discussing how the actions of being matzdik the rabbim, of helping others, of bringing others closer to Hashem, have exponential benefits for us, because it's somebody else and leads to someone else and they do more mitzvahs and it's way beyond anything we do. And that's part of the schus that we have for Olam Haba. And he says that maybe the reason, the cause, or that this is such a critical factor, he says, "Va'ilo boze ki im hoyo maaseh ha'odem kechol hayom b'mispar." Let's have a little perspective. If the actions of a person were as the sand, hayoma, the sand of the sea, in number, I guess the sand that surrounds the sea, or maybe the sand that's under the sea, all the sand of the world. Lo yeh shokol b'toiva achas min ha'toivos ha'beirei yisporach olov b'olam hazeh. They will not equal one hatova, one act of good from all the toivos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us in this world. Kol shekein im yeloi chet. Certainly, if he has a chet, a person who doesn't have a sin, and he does mitzvahs, and his good that he does is kechoil hayom b'mispar, infinite good, it still will not equal, be equated to, be worthy of one teva, one act of kindness, hatova, that Hashem does for us in this world. Kol shekein, if a person not only does good, but if he has a chet, says ve'im yedakte kaberim ho'odu b'tfias hoyduas hatova, and if Hashem will be meticulous with a person in demanding of him the recognition of the good that Hashem does for him, yeh kol maaseu nichod ve'nishko b'ktara shebetovas haberi olav. All of his actions, everything that he does, will be buried, will be lost in the smallest of the good that Hashem does. Hashem's life, the breath of life, the opportunity for life, because of the fact, I mean, I guess the explanation is because it's not just the breath of life that he gives us here, but the opportunity to do mitzvahs and to be zeiche to eternity, to be nenemis of Ashkina, to an eternal reward. So everything we do in this world is not even worth one teva of Hashem, because that teva is infinite. Our actions, as great as they are finite. And the good that Hashem does for us by allowing us the good in this world, which enables us to achieve the ultimate world, the eternal world, is the dwarf by comparison. Mashi, so he says that they will be lost in the Ketana Shebetevis HaBorei Olov. And that which will be, and that which Hashem rewards him, is eino magialo. He doesn't get it for his actions. Elohu mechesed habayri olav. He says another very, very interesting point over here, putting things in perspective. He says that which Hashem rewards, the good that we do, he says that isn't what we deserve in absolute terms, but it's mechesed habayri olav. It's a special kindness. In other words, the reward that Hashem gives, the actions that we do can't deserve that reward because they're so, the reward is so great compared to it, the reward itself is chesed. Reward for our actions, which seem to be in din, because we did good, I should get reward. Even that's a chesed, because the reward is so infinitely greater than any action that we do. Acho'inish b'shneho elomi hu be'emes u'din. Punishment, however, in both worlds, in this and the next, is done with truth and with din. Done with mishpot, with din. V'choyv shechay b'ho'odim. And it's an obligation that a person has. Ela, shechesed habori yisgar b'leinu b'shnei olomim. And even that, really, we should get it. We should, what we should get for doing wrong, the punishment should be very severe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his chesed, is yisgar b'leinu b'shnei olomim. You see, v'locho Hashem chesed. Hashem does chesed, v'hurachum yechaper avoyin v'lo yashchis. Hashem, in his infinite mercy, in his chesed and his mercy, he atones for sins and he will not destroy us. So that even though the good can, the payment that we get for our good can, it could not be because we earned it and deserved it, but rather chesed Hashem. And the punishment that we get is so mitigated, because the punishment should be so much greater, but it's mitigated by the chesed Hashem and by his rachat. Umehem, ki ha'mas ha'tov mischalik l'shnei chalokim. And we also have to understand that good that we do is broken down into two different times. He delves now further into understanding of what the nature is of our responsibilities in this world and the good that we do, and how to understand the cheshbonus that exists between punishment and reward. Umehem, ki ha'mase ha'tov mischalik l'shnei chalokim. The good that we do can be divided into two categories. Mimenu nistor ein mashkef olav zulas habiri. Is that it's hidden. Only Hashem sees. Kechavis halavos v'hadoime. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the feelings in our heart. Things like that, the emotional things, things that are private, things that are heartfelt, not in our physical actions. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and we are not, and others are not aware of umimenu, and others, nire alo evorim, some can be seen alo evorim, einenu nistam en abruim, they're not hidden from people. Vehein ha-mitzvahs ha-niras alo evorim, those are the mitzvahs, we put on tefillin, and tzitzis, and mezuzah, and korban pesach, and sukkah, and all these things that we do, these are clear, these are obvious. So we have the chavis ha-lavovois, the the mitzvahs that we do in our heart, the feelings, and all that we do, all these feelings that we have, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and other, the tefillah is Avodah Shebalev. No one can see. Hashem sees, only Hashem sees. And there are others, the physical mitzvahs that we do with our body, everybody sees. V'habeire yisborach goymel ala maisa hanira alo evorim v'gmul nire bo'ilam hazeh. Another interesting svara. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays for those actions which are seen and recognized by people for payment by people in this world. In other words, those that are obvious, he pays with obvious reward. That's in this world. We can all see it. But the actions that are hidden, buried deep within the inner recesses of a person that outside people can't see, only the person himself has a sense, and only the Boire really knows for sure. Bigmul nister, that he gives hidden reward. The hidden things are reward in Olam Haba. Al King Zochro David Olav Hashol B'Mila Shemer Aloinian. David HaMelech said as follows: Morav Tuvcho Asher Tzofanto Lirei Echo. What the great toiv that you have hidden for those who fear you. In other words, for the hidden things, the great toiv that we get paid for, the hidden feelings that we have, which are hidden mitzvahs that others don't see, for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us in Olam Haba with hidden. So it's toiv tuvcha she tzofanto lirecho chein derecho inish enir v'hanistor k'derecho. Well, same thing with punishment. So a very interesting concept, which means that the chovos halavovos, which are the real, the deeper obligations, you know, Chazal say, Rachmona liba boy. What does the Torah really want from its heart? The essence of everything is the feeling. The mitzvahs are to generate those feelings within us. The mitzvahs are done publicly, and they're rewarded publicly in this world. But the feelings of the heart, the real godless, the greatness, the ultimate depth, you know, people do the same, people can put on the same tefillin. But the kavona, but the lishmo, the l'shem shamayim, the passion, the feeling, the avas Hashem, that's different in each person. That's something that we can't be mavchin. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavchin, and that is rewarded. The ultimate greatness is rewarded in Olam Haba, which means that we can't even expect to see in this world the true payment for what we do, because the truer things that we do, the deeper things that we do, the greater things that we do, the Rachmona Liba boy things that we do, those things are paid dafka noilum habavarai alze. What's the proof, he says? Ki okel yisala orav la'amoy alo avoido haniris alo evorim gemul nire mayer. He says, Hashem took responsibility. He guarantees that if you do the avoido so evorim, you do those things that you're supposed to do that people see with your body, you'll get an apparent, clear reward fast. You get it. In this world, you see it, it's fast. That we find in Parshas B'chukosai. That we find in B'chukosai Teleichu. You'll have everything. Do it. The mitzvahs that you do, you're going to get rewarded in this world. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu took responsibility. He promised that. Same thing with Averus. We do something wrong. He also took responsibility. We're going to get in this world. B'olam hazeh. He says, because the Hamoinam, most people, most of us, what do we really know? What do we really have? He says, She'ein l'hamoin ho'om elo. We really only have mashenir mihamasim. What we see is what we know. I know I do a mitzvah, I get a reward. I know I do an avera, I get a punishment. That I can understand. But the deeper things, those things that are madregatika things, those things that have to do with the chivis halavovis, with the pnimius, with the inner feelings of a person, and the ultimate levels, the infinite levels of feeling. Again, the maisim are the same, the sukkah is the same, and the lulav is the same, and the ezrik is the same, for the most part. But the feeling, the dveikus b'Hashem, the avas Hashem, the lishem shamayim, that differs with each person. And that is v'hu ma she'omar hanistorais la'Hashem eloikeinu aniglus lonu ulvoneinu aduilam. The hidden things of Hashem, but the others alone, v'neinu adoilam, those are the things that we recognize, we see in this world. Rakosuf, v'imhalim yalim amoretz eseinim inho ish ahu, v'samtini esponim v'ish ahu v'mishpachtoi. Says the things that they don't see, that's what I see. If people don't see what's going on inside, Those are things I see and I reward for or punish. Achu avedus v'avedus hatzfunas balev. But those things which are hidden in the heart, both the good deeds and the averus, din gmulon shel averus baruch b'olam hazeh uvolam haba. Hashem pays for those in this world and in the next. Al kein hiniach hasefer perush gmul ha'olam haba. Therefore, it left the explaining of olam haba. That's beyond. In other words, that this the things that are in the heart, there is reward in this world too, but they go much greater, and that's beyond something that we can. Those are hidden. We can understand. So I guess that the upshot of all of this is that sometimes when things don't seem to be the way we would expect them to be, it has to do with the fact that in this world, be'ikar, we're rewarded for the revealed things, which are simpler to understand. But the depth of human greatness, the depth of human shleimus, the depth of avoda shebelev, of chovos halavovos, that's something which, even though there is partial reward in this world, but ultimately those things are so great that they're rewarded in the next world. And all of this can still not come to what Hashem the chesed that Hashem really does for us. And we have to realize that all the reward that He gives us, even that which we earn according to this system, is all part of His chesed, because in reality, everything we do cannot reach one teva, cannot reach the level of payback for even one teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us. Umehem, ki agmul v'oinish nezkorim ba'sefer, diber hanovi b'gmul ha'olam hazeh v'on sholan she'olam. And he says that the Novi Bechlal spoke about things that are happening in this world. And the reason for that, he says, "Upnei shoy yeshua ben yoytzodok po'elam hamalochim, omaloi v'nosati lucha mahalchem bein ho'emdim ho'ela, ki ze derech ha'yichol v'havchod ha'shiyu karoi, lazman v'lamokim." He says that to Yeshua ben yoytzodok, this was he had this nevuah that he saw, and that was something which was not revealed to people. So to the Hamoinam, the deeper secrets, the hidden world of the Schar and Olam Haba, that's something we don't have. That's something we have to take on trust. And that's really, I think, why I mentioned that it's necessary to underscore these things, because we have to realize that the fact that I don't see everything happening in front of my eyes should not in any way mitigate my realization of how much Hashem loves me. His love is infinite, but He has a system which is to my benefit, which is because He loves me. And that system is to pay certain things in this world. I guess the easier, the cheaper things in this world. But for the ultimate, for the greater things, that's something that only Nevi'im maybe have seen in the Beruach Kodshom, and that's only Olam Haba. Mehem shegmul Olam Haba ein tachliso ela lehidobek bedekim uleskorev el oiro ha'elyon. He says, "Gmul Olam Haba bichlal is a different type of an experience, because it's what is the tachlis of the payment that we get in the next world is to cling, to be close to lehidobek, to be close to Hashem uleskorev el oiro ha'elyon, and to bring ourselves, draw ourselves close to his light. That we have maskilim yasiru kizor horakia. This the effervescent light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming close to Him, something which we really can't comprehend too well. That's what Olam Haba is about. Ur b'ur hachayim, to lay or to have the light. In the light of life, it says, who gets to that share in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I can't even talk about it, I don't know what it means, but it's the dveikus, to feel in the presence, to feel that closeness, to feel that unbelievable experience of being in the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, apology, because I don't know how to explain that. He says, but who gets these things? The person who Hashem wants, the person Hashem desires. The yisod of reward that Hashem gives in Olam Haba is the rotzen that He has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that rotzen for a person has achieved such goodness that it I guess it goes beyond, and this is getting a little bit mystical for me, but I guess it goes beyond just the love that Hashem has, but it's more even a cheshek. It's not just a love, it's a rotzoy. He has a passion for this person. Rego chayim birtzoynoi. Rega ba'apoy. Chayim birtzoynoi, life in his rotzoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves this person so much, and this person has elevated himself so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just craves for him. And that's what Olam Haba is all about. Vomer Parshas B'Koyser Ramozim. Shemar V'Lamozim Elikim. The Ramozim in about Hashem's rotzen in Parshas B'Chukosim, lo yisigal nafshi eschem, my nefesh, Hashem says, will not be appalled by you. Panisi aleichem, v'yisal lechem le'elukim, v'atem tiyu li lo'om. I'll turn to you and you'll be le'elukim, I'll be your God and you'll be my people. I guess speaking about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can talk, I guess, in terms of relationship, but it's such an infinitely radiant relationship, something that's beyond any words or comprehension that certainly we could have, and therefore this is what we look forward to, and this is the gemul of Olam Haba. V'abitochen alekim b'ma sheyied boi hatzadikim b'gemul Olam Hazeh v'Olam Haba al v'avid shal shemul l'mi sheroi loy chen yishal imonish m'sheinu roi loy min hadin al hamamin. It says like this, bitochen on Hashem, trusting Hashem, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to tzadikim from the world reward in this world and in the next, for their avodas Hashem, that he'll pay to the one who's worthy and pay punishment to the person who deserves that. That's min hadin, that gets al pidin, al hamamin, ubitchon alakim bezeh, me'ashloma so emuna belikim. This is a din that the mamin has to have. A person who believes in Hashem has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give the reward that he promised. If we do good, we're going to get good. And according to the level of the good, that's the reward we get and the punishment and so forth. This is, a mamin must believe this. A mamin has to believe in Tzchar Ve'Oinish. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, one of the Yud Gimel Ani Mamin. U'bitchoinu alukim bozeh, me hashlomas ho'emuno belukim. He says, and trusting it that it's going to happen, and being confident that it's going to happen, and not having, I believe it's going to happen. But the question is, you know, it's just like we know, and same thing with human, with earthly, worldly bitochen. I know Hashem does good, I know He cares, I know everything, but do I really think He's going to do it for me? I don't know, I'm nervous, emotionally, intellectually, I know, emotionally, I worry, I'm concerned, I'm nervous, there's no menuchas ha-nefesh. So he says, in terms of the payment and the reward for Olam Haba, so he says that in this world, the reward and punishment is the emuna, the knowledge, the belief that it happens is an obligation, but trusting an Hashem about this is mehashlomos emuna. That's already the higher levels, the shleimus of emuna. Emuna deepens and deepens and deepens and deepens. I know Hashem rewards, I know Hashem punishes, I know He's involved, I know everything. No action gets unnoticed. That to the degree I deepen this emuna, it sounds like eventually it spills over. It's mehashlomos emuna velekim. When I bring that emuna to the ultimate, there isn't the shadow of a doubt, there isn't the ounce of a doubt, there isn't anything, it's so clear, that spills over automatically, and it becomes the emotional feeling of bitochon. He believed in Hashem, and he says that refers to the bitochon. In other words, if not for the emuna, then I wouldn't feel this. The emuna spills over and leads a person to have this true sense of bitochon. So it seems from this piece in the Chovos HaLevavos that there's a new definition of bitochon, or a new parameter to bitochon. And that parameter is based on the fact that when I take the emunah, I know Hashem is the creator, I know He's all powerful, I know He loves, I know He cares, I know He gets involved, I know He's involved in every detail of my life. And I focus on that more and more. I guess that's the einoid milvadoi that I'm sure we've mentioned for Reb Chanina ben Doiso, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Ches, Einoid Melvadoi. There's nothing in this world. Misha Omer L'Shem V'Yadlik, Yomer L'Chemetz V'Yadlik. The one who said that oil can burn, vinegar can burn for him too. There's nothing else in the world. To the degree that Emuna is clarified, like Reb Chanina, the Gemara says, Shiny Reb Chanina, the Nofesh Schusei, he says, such bitochon, the Nefesh HaChaim says he wasn't worried about anything. It comes from the deepened Emuna. It's that Emuna that leads to a bitochon, which is the hashlomas of emuna. that vayehemin b'Hashem, and it becomes this bitochen as well, the deepening of the intellectual realization of how sure it is and how real it is a source of that eventual menuchas hanefesh and feeling that a person has bitochen. And this, I guess, has to apply not only in the inyonim of schar v'yoinish, but should apply in all inyonim as well, in everything in life. We know Hashem's in control. We know that He cares. We know He's involved. We know He's peseches yodecho masbial chol chai rotzoin. To the degree that we realize that He opens His hand, He's metapel personally with parnoso, and He does it according to each and every living creature, according to His will, and He satiates them to the degree that I know that, it's to that degree I automatically begin to rely on it. It transforms from a yediyah, from an emunah and a yediyah, to an emotion of bitochon. That seems to be another system to achieve that bitochon. So once again, another eitzah for bitochon is the extent to which I am aware of the deepening, aware of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His involvement and His caring and His commitments. It's to that degree eventually, deep into the level where even emotionally I'm reliant on it, I'm concerned about it, and I feel it in my emotions, and that of course leads a person to the greatest schus, the hashloma of bitochen. You in the ways of bitochon b'Hashem, and the question is, what is the Meiri saying? You're not supposed to trust in the givers, in the generous people, but in the chochom, in the wise man, in the chosid, you could trust. Why? Because he'll lead you in the ways of bitochon b'Hashem. So, manav shach, what are you trusting in the person as? Are you trusting in the chochom as a baldover? He has power. No, only Hashem has power. Nobody has any power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not a chochom, not a rebbe, not anybody. So you're trusting him as a shliach. So why can't the nodiv be a shliach? Why can't the generous person be a shliach too? He's only a shliach. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Teretz says, Avada, he could be. But the Novi says, but David HaMelech says, Al tiftuchu b'nadivim. If you rely on the nodiv, on this generous person, to be a shliach, to give you, to help you, the line between shliach and Mishaleach, the line between Shliach and Baldovar, the difference between, oh, he's only a Shliach from Hashem, or I'm counting on him, is very thin. It's very nebulous, it's very vague. Are you counting on him as the person, or are you counting on him as the Shliach? Yeah, I say the word Shliach, but in reality, if he won't give it to me, I'll be extremely shattered because I don't think I'm going to get it any other way. It's not for Hashem, it's him. He's only a shliach. It wouldn't bother me if he doesn't. It's a fine line. So the Meiri says like this. If he's a chochom, you could rely on him as a shliach. Because heim yadricho oisa b'darke b'tochom Hashem. Because he won't let you forget. He'll say, derebish devet elf. He says, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. There's nothing to worry about. It's up to Hashem. But the nodiv might say, come on to my house tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, and I'll be glad to give you a check. So he allows me to think, maybe not ill-intentioned, but he doesn't remind me, hey, it's not me, it's the Rabbeinu Shalalim, it's not me, don't rely on me, don't count on me, it's nothing, I have nothing, I have nothing, I do nothing, my signature means nothing, my money means nothing, I'm nothing. No. And since he won't do that, I might think, that he's an agent. Well, maybe he's a little more than an agent. He's the only agent, and he's the super agent, and he's the owner of the agency. And who knows? We get confused. So therefore, al tiftechu min adivim, in a nodiv never, not even as a shliach, only in a chochom who's going to make sure to tell me, ha, don't worry, it's not me, it's the Rabbeinu Shalalem. Such a person you could rely on as a shliach because it isn't as dangerous. There's a famous, I don't know if it's a famous story, but there's a story that I heard from my father-in-law, Zacharino Livrocha, who was a very close Talmud of the Briska Rav. And he says that the Rav once told him that every month when he gives out the chalukah, when he gives out the payroll for his koilu on Rosh Chodesh, he says he never has a clue as to where the next month's budget is going to come from. And he says, if ever he thinks of a certain wealthy person that he's going to approach, he says, it never works out. That's what he told him. So I told my father-in-law, I said that it seems that Hashem is protecting the Rav. The Rav was a big Baal Bitoch on a very high level. He says, he is protecting him from Al Tiftechu Ben Adivim. Because if he ever thinks of a certain gvir, and it would work out once in a while, then instead of complete and total reliance in Hashem, it might be tainted somewhat with, oh, I got this gvir in the back of my mind, I think I'm going to get it from him. But when I know that any time I think of anyone, nothing ever happens, and it's only up to Hashem, and all I deal with is Hashem, and any time I think of someone, it's just a waste, it's a bust, it doesn't work, then he's protected from Al Tiftechu Ben Adivim. He doesn't get confused to think that there's anybody else, and he realizes that it's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and no one else. So this is a little bit, it's a very, it's the fine lines, but a person has to be very, very careful. There's also a famous story, even in the reliance on a chochem, one has to be very careful, because sometimes even the chochem we can confuse between the chochem and the Baal Dover, between the shliach and the Baal Dover. There's a story I once heard from a Rav in Los Angeles who said this woman for many years didn't have any children, and she used to go to the Rav in her shtetl, and he used to give her a brocha, but nothing ever happened. Finally, one day she says she's selling her earthly possessions. She didn't have much money. She's going to Warsaw to get a brocha from the Rebbe there, and all the Rebbes were there in Warsaw, and she goes, and she discovers that she needs some money for the gabbai and for the pidyon, and she doesn't have any money with her, only her return ticket, and she comes back home. She never saw the Rebbe. 9 months later, she comes to invite the Rav to a bris. She had a boy. The Rav is very excited, but she says, Rabbi, but very interesting, I never got to see the Rebbe. So the Rav says to her, you see, if the Rabbeinu Shalalem wants to do it, if Hashem wants to do it, he can even do it without the Rebbe. Very important lesson to realize that ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else. He doesn't have any shutfim. There's no one else that has any shaychus to it, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there is, I think we should point out also that there is a danger. It's a danger that I learned many, many years ago in my early days in the world of chinuch. And there was a meeting with a group of balabatim, and they were told and inspired that they shouldn't worry about the financial responsibilities of a Moser HaTorah, that we have a shutif in heaven who underwrites a partner, who underwrites everything, and there's nothing to worry about, everything will be fine. A few weeks later, I was at a meeting, and I approached a certain individual, and I says, you know, I need $1,000 for the yeshiva for tomorrow morning. So he's counting out the cash in his pocket, but he says to me, he says, where's your shutif? You just have a shutif, what are you asking me for the money? Because I didn't understand the question. I says, I don't get it. I says, what do you care whether my shutif gives it to me this way or another way? You're giving me the money. And I thought I was being cute, you know, I thought it was a good joke, I thought it was a good line. I found out from another friend later, this man was very annoyed. Because here I'm giving you my hard-earned money, and you're thanking your shutif. I'm giving it to you and you're thanking him. So there's sort of a double standard over here. In our hearts, we have to know it's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no shutfim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the only shutif. And nobody else, the shluchim are not even shluchim. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are shluchim, but we have to realize that it's really from him. Mitzad sheni, when it comes to dealing with people, they have to know that we appreciate what they do as if it was their complete and total action. Their rotzen hatoiv, which was the result of their bechira chofshis, their desire, their choice to do good, has to be appreciated as if the good emanated totally and completely from them, not from any other source. So it's a balance. It's a realization in our heart that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's a feeling of appreciation of Hakaras HaTov, an expression of Hakaras HaTov, as if it comes from the person himself. Oh, let's continue this hakdoma to the end at least. Umin hayodu, and it's well known. Ki mi sheyemane mibnei odom shnei memunim, o yoyser, lasis dover, if you appoint two people to do the same task, minuyoy mufsod, the appointment is a bust, is a loss. You tell two people to do the same thing, nobody's doing nothing. Kol shekei mi shebotach alvekim vizulosoy sheyisoser bitchinoy. He says, Kol Shekain, certainly a person who trusts in Hashem and someone else together with him is contradicting his bitochen. Because bitochen says, it's Hashem and only Hashem. There is no shutif, there is no second appointment. It's all you. But when I say it's you plus, that means it's minus. It's not you. It's not you. It's me means me, it's only me. And if it's somebody else, then it's not me. There's some element, there's some piece of the trust. There's a backup plan, there's an additional plan, there's a sharing of power, whatever it may be. But no, it's not trust, it contradicts the trust. And this, unfortunately, and this is very painful, will be a powerful cause that not only will he be lacking in his bitochon, but it will withhold from him that which he trusted. I trusted Hashem. I trusted Hashem. The only thing is, I think he has a shutif too. There's another way. He'll do it this way through this shliach. There's another. There's other things involved too. It's not total and complete. He says that has such a power that it can be a siba, a cause that which he's trusting. That means he is trusting, but it's somewhat compromised by the shutif, by something. Says it will be somewhat, that will be the cause of not getting it. Orur hagever asher yivtach ba'odom v'som boso zroyoy umin Hashem yosur liboy. Cursed is the man that trusts man. And from Hashem, he looks at the power of man, and from Hashem he takes his heart away. Now, this posuk, he's talking not about a person who trusts man. I trust man. There's no God. I don't deal with God. He has nothing to do with anything. I trust man. This man has power. This man has influence. This man has money. This man has everything. Wisdom. I trust him. He's my man. So that I would understand. Oru hageva sheyiflach ba'odom. V'som sar zroi umin Hashem yosaliboy. He trusts only a person, and from Hashem, his heart is taken away. But that's not what the Chivas Alvavos says. The Chivas Alvavos applies this posuk when he's talking about the shutfis. I trust Hashem, and I have a little bit, the shliach, there's somebody else, there's a second alternative, there's some backup, there's other alternatives. It's Hashem, but Hashem, through something else, there's something besides him. So he's not trusting in Odom. He's trusting in Hashem with some reduction because of the fact that there's some alternatives. There's a shliach, there's something, a little confusion, it's a little bit vague. It's not total and complete. A lack of total and complete trust in Hashem is the equivalent of orur hagever asher yivtach ba'odom v'som basor zroyoy, is putting his total trust in man, umin Hashem yosur liboy, and turning his heart away from Hashem. Because trust in Hashem has to be complete. Because if it isn't complete, it isn't. And if I'm looking towards anything else besides him, then what I'm doing is I'm turning completely away from him. I imagine that the pshat is because the concept of him is total. Hashem is in total control. He is the total being. He is the all-powerful. He is the all-knowledgeable. And it's all him. Ein oid milvadui. And when I look to something else, that by definition, I'm I'm destroying. It's like I'm cutting him in half. He no longer exists in his totality, which means he doesn't exist. In my mind, when there's something else, it's not him. There's no room for him and any other agent to work together. And Mamela, he's lacking. If I'm lacking that total trust, it's mamish as if the trust is really in something. It's the equivalent, I imagine, of the trust being in something else. It's like a partial trust in Hashem is not a trust. I imagine that the difference is like this. A trust in Hashem, which is not complete because it hasn't fulfilled itself. Let's say I thought it, I feel it, and I'm trying to deepen the feeling. That may be considered a trust in Hashem. It's just there's infinite levels of deepness. But if there's somebody else, it's him plus, it's him in the shutif, there's another factor, that is if it doesn't exist. That is only the other factor. And because you compromise the essence of Hashem, and it's not considered trusting in Hashem, and therefore we have lost that total sense of what it means to trust in Hashem. All right, the next hakdoma is a bit long, and I don't think that we have the time to go into it now. So I'd just like, in conclusion, to point out something, and that is that bitochon is a work. It isn't an automatic state. It doesn't come. Feelings have to be developed. We read in this parsha also about Moshe Rabbeinu, that despite the depths of love that he feels for the Jewish people, he takes revenge on a fellow, on the beating of a fellow Jew, as if it was his own life. It's revenge. You hurt me. But yet it says, Vayar b'sivloisim, he went out and he saw the suffering of the Jewish people. Nosan liboy lirois b'oini echov. He focused, he gave his heart to see. He focused his heart to see. We have to focus our hearts. The feelings of the heart that are naturally there need focus. Bitocha needs focus too. Bitocha needs constant focus, needs constant review. We have to review if we take every day the psukim that we say, and as we say each one, we think about Hashem sees this and he knows if it's real and I want to make it real. Or we take the psukim of Bitochen or the songs of Bitochen and we listen to them as we're driving in the car or as we're going places, whatever, and we're constantly thinking about it. And we sit down to a Musa Seder and we take a basic concept of Bitochen and review it again and again to bring it into focus, to internalize the message, to have it penetrate the distance between the mind and the heart. This is really what it's an avoido. It doesn't come by pushing buttons. It doesn't come overnight. It's not just an intellectual realization. It's a work. It's a constant work. And through those constant efforts, a person can achieve the actual heights of bitochen in Hashem. And of course, we know that to the degree that we're able of feeling emotionally real and true trust and confidence and reliance and hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to that degree that he and that this hope will influence the outcome of our lives, the events, the concerns that we have, the wishes and the desires that we have. And may we taka b'zeicha to feel that full bitochen and to be able to influence all of the difficulties that surround us.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.